Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This sounds pretty amazing and unique. What is it, a mind reader? How does this work?
Well, the idea is that the police departments collect a lot of data about things such as civilian complaints, internal reviews, even things like which police officers tend to get bitten by dogs. And they can combine all that into a risk score that will tell you which of your officers best meet the profile of an officer that tends to commit misconduct. It's a similar idea to predictive policing, which has been used to try to predict where or who will commit crimes, but just pointing it in the opposite direction.
It sounds like this would be dependent on the quality of data, so how can they guarantee that?
I think that that is one of the major questions here. The company, which is called Benchmark Analytics, says that it can get the data to do this even with relatively small departments by looking at data overall and then applying it in individual localities. But police departments are not necessarily very good at collecting data. They can also skew their data by not reporting certain things. There's a long history of that happening, and I think that's a major concern with whether this technology will actually be as effective as it's being promised.
How have police departments responded to this technology? I mean, are they willing to try it out, or are they against it? Have they expressed an opinion at all?
So Benchmark says it has about 70 clients, which would be police departments. They would not tell me who they were, with only one exception, which is the Nashville Police Department. Nashville's actually been using this technology for several years. Says that it has not had any real problems with the police union, and it claims it's pretty happy with it. I also heard from some smaller departments who said they've had trouble getting the technology up and running, and also from people familiar with Benchmark who said that it's been a real slog to get this stuff to actually work as intended.
Do we have any idea as to how it works in the end, as far as once they compile this data and they figure out that this police officer may be an officer at risk of going rogue, is the idea to counsel that officer before something happens or to fire them? What's the goal here?
So the goal is definitely not to fire them. I think that the people who are promoting this technology are certainly worried that police officers will reject it if it is seen as purely a way to kind of automatically punish you. The departments who have gotten further along intend to use this as a way to target their interventions with officers. You know, only talk to the people who are at most risk of committing abuses. But I do think there's a major question about, we don't really know how the police departments will use this, and despite, in addition to how the technology works, there's the question of how it's used, and we probably won't really know because these things tend to happen behind closed doors.
Joshua, thanks for joining us this afternoon. We appreciate your time.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.